This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. There was news this month that carmaker Audi and Google may be planning to partner on developing an Android operating system for cars. The two companies have collaborated before, but this new partnership, which could be announced at next week's Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, might be a very big deal. Joining us to talk about why is Dave Sullivan, analyst at Auto Pacific. Hi, Dave.
Good morning. How are you?
So Audi and Google kind of have a history at this point, right?
Right. They've partnered up quite a few years ago and brought really something different to the car with Google Earth in place of a traditional map. So they've really had a good relationship so far.
But having an operating system in your car is a little more tricky than Google Earth, right? Because it's got to be right.
Yes, it is a little tricky. I think consumers are used to issues with maybe with an app crashing or something like that happening on a phone or their laptop. But when you're driving, it's a different story. Consumers can't tolerate that. So this is really going to need to be a very fine-tuned system.
How big of a blow will it be to Apple and maybe other competitors if Google somehow beats iOS and the Windows operating system to the punch in terms of car operating systems? You know, this is prime real estate, right?
You know, this is a where a lot of people spend a lot of their time. I mean, if you have an hour commute to work and an hour back 5 days a week, that's about, 10 hours in the car. That's the equivalent of basically a whole workday where you have the opportunity to communicate with people. There's a lot of opportunity for selling services. So, yeah, there's a lot of things there. But if you look at what Apple's doing, they're still really relying on the phone. So they're counting on people buying an iOS device and then connecting it to their car, whereas this is a Android embedded in the car solution. So it's a little different. Audi is a global brand, and globally, Android has just over 80% of the smartphone market. So, the thing to look at, too, is that maybe Apple is, or I should say, say BMW or General Motors, who have announced they're working with Apple, maybe they're limiting themselves to a smaller market, because if you have an Android handset, you're not going to be able to use the features that they've embedded with Siri Eyes Free or some of the other things that they're working on with Apple. Whereas this Audi solution will theoretically be able to work with any phone, because really the only thing you're going to need to do is pair it up with Bluetooth to maybe make a phone call.
Dave Sullivan is an auto analyst with Auto Pacific. Dave, thank you.
Hey, no problem.